With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas has filed state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law. The litigation marks a new challenge to interstate telemedicine and introduces constitutional issues that pit the terms of the Texas pro-life law against New York State's Shield Law. It aims to legally safeguard doctors who provide abortion services to patients in other states where abortion is illegal. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says with the ouster of Bashar al-Assad this week in Syria, it's likely that country will descend into civil war.
As the Druze and the Christians who hate Hezbollah are going to start picking them off one by one, watch it happen. And, you know, if we can interdict the chemical weapons, the United States can take care of ISIS. We wish these guys all the best. The idea is they hate Iran.
Dr. Oren spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. IRS leadership on Thursday announced the agency has recovered $4.7 billion in back taxes and proceeds from a variety of crimes. The announcement came under the backdrop of a promise reckoning from Republicans who will hold a majority over both chambers of the next Congress and have long called for rescinding the tens of billions of dollars in funding provided to the agency by Democrats. Less than 10 minutes, that was all it took for a large pile of toys donated by the White House staff to disappear as Jill Biden and children from military families sorted them into boxes. It's part of the annual Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots campaign for the needy.
If you only remember one thing for the holidays, after all the wrapping paper is cleaned up, let it be this. You are loved.
The commander of the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve says the White House is a longtime supporter of the program. Toys for Tots has been around now, helping families for 77 years. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future holds for them. Michael Harrington has a report.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban in that state. This is SRN News. The company that operates TikTok has suffered a legal setback.
A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline in a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in the United States. The court rejected a request made by the company to halt enforcement until the Supreme Court reviews its challenge of the statute. Attorneys for TikTok and its China-based company ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. I'm Norman Hall.
Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
China runs massive espionage networks that has infiltrated not just the federal government, but state and local government as well, and corporate America and our academic universities. And it is high time that we cut it off.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas spoke about his upcoming book this week with the Salem Radio Network. And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.